In this bulletin, the number of Omicron exposure sites is growing in Sydney. Three people are dead after a school shooting in the US. And in sport, the EU wants China to conduct an investigation into assault allegations by tennis Olympian Peng Shuai. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government has no evidence that vaccines are less effective against the Omicron variant.
Well, there's no information that the government has which says that the vaccines are ineffective against the Omicron strain of the virus. In fact, the early information that we reviewed yesterday, the indications are that Omicron will be a more mild form of the virus. Now, if that proves to be true, that's a major game change. But these things are not yet known.
It comes as New South Wales records a sixth case of Omicron in the state, a man in his 40s from Sydney who arrived on a flight from Doha last Thursday. Genomic sequencing is underway to confirm, but Health Minister Brad Hazzard says it's likely the person has the new strain. Meanwhile, debate on the Victorian government's pandemic legislation continues after beginning at 3 p.m. yesterday. Victoria's pandemic legislation is expected to become law after some last-minute changes were made to the bill to secure the support of an additional MP. It's now, however, being discussed clause by clause. The Public Health and Wellbeing Amendment Bill gives the Premier and Health Minister the power to declare a pandemic and enforce restrictions. It's set to replace the state of emergency that expires on December the 15th. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States says health officials are actively looking for the Omicron variant, but as of now, there is still no evidence that it exists within the US. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the White House, says for now, there have been no unusual symptoms.
Some anecdotal reports out of South Africa that the physicians, mostly private physicians, who've been seeing patients are seeing that they appear to be a less of a severity of illness. But you said quite correctly, most of those are among younger individuals. We believe that it is too soon to tell of what the level of severity is. It's too early to tell. They're hoping that it is going to, across the board, give a lower level of severity, but they don't know that right now.
President Joe Biden has extended his support and sympathies for victims and families of the latest school shooting in the United States. A 15-year-old student opened fire at his Michigan high school, killing three students and wounding six other people, including a teacher. Oakland County Undersheriff Michael McCabe says the attacker's motive is not known. Officers arrested the suspect and recovered a semi-automatic handgun and several clips.
As we learn the full details, my heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one. Apparently, there were somewhere in the order of nine people shot. And the young man, I think, is, as I understand it from staff, is about 15 years old. And he turned himself in, and he claimed his right against self-incrimination and handed over his pistol. That's all we know about it. But you've got to know that that whole community has to be just in a state of shock right now.
The federal government is set to announce a parliamentary inquiry into social media and its effects on well-being. Public hearings will begin in December and call into question the role of big tech companies in keeping people, and particularly children, safe online. Minister for Communications Paul Fletcher says it will address existing concerns within the community.
There's no doubt this is something parents are concerned about. What do I need to do as a parent to keep my children safe? And how do I make sure that these services that my children are using have safety features built in, that community expectations about safety are being met? And this select committee is a very important opportunity for the Parliament to hear about the concerns and perspectives and experiences of parents and families across Australia.
In tennis, the European Union has said it wants China to release verifiable proof that tennis player Peng Shuai is safe and to conduct a thorough and transparent investigation into her sexual assault allegations. Peng, a three-time Olympian and former top-ranked doubles player, dropped out of public view after accusing a former Communist Party official of sexual assault. She has only had a few direct contacts with officials outside of China since utter disappearance from public view, including a video call with Olympic officials. The EU, however, says this doesn't ease their concerns. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 25, much the same in Adelaide, 29, a possible shower or storm, 31 in Melbourne, afternoon showers, 28 in Hobart, a couple of showers about in Canberra, 26, much the same in Wollongong, 22, a few showers in Sydney as well, 25, rain at times for Newcastle, 23, much the same for Brisbane with a possible storm as well, 26, a shower or two, 33 for Cairns, and in Darwin, a possible shower and 36 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.